This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
New terror threats this holiday season. Yes, we're in the middle of it. Terrorists now calling for attacks on our rail system, and ISIS fanatics threatening to target Christmas markets. So, what are we going to do to combat this ideology and keep Americans safe? Because, again, they telegraph it, and oftentimes they do it. Congressman Mike Gallagher served two terms in Iraq. He's a Marine and a commander of intelligence teams where you're on armed services as well as Homeland Security in the House. So, Congressman, you hear about the going after rails. These aren't hollow threats. They say they're going to start using vehicle attacks. They started with Nice and haven't stopped. So what do you do?
Yeah, I think, well, that's an important point. When you saw in the months leading up to Nice, Berlin at a crowded Christmas market, and even in New York, was ISIS advertising in its online magazine, Dabiq, with pictures of vehicles saying, mow down the infidels and the crusaders. So the first thing we have to do is take this threat very seriously. But I also think, so that magazine's name has since changed from Dabiq, which refers to a city in Syria, to Rumia, which refers to Rome. That itself illustrates the problem we face, which is to say, as we squeeze ISIS in Iraq and Syria, we're going to see it pop up in other places. We had an attack in Egypt last week. ISIS has an affiliate there.
As brutal as you can imagine.
Exactly.
300 plus dead, 27 children.
Exactly. But particularly, this is the largest mobilization of foreign fighters in human history. So as these foreign fighters return to their home countries in Western Europe, we're going to be dealing with this. And towards that end, I chair a task force on denying terrorist entry in the United States as part of the Homeland Security Committee. And we've looked at all the pathways through which terrorists could get into this country. But the most difficult thing to confront is the reality that terrorists cross our borders thousands of times every day digitally.
Right.
And that capacity to inspire an attack is a very difficult problem to get at.
And you know how much New York means to them. And you know how they reveled in the bike path killer.
Exactly.
And knowing that you have Penn Station, Grand Central Station, and New York City as a mecca, what does that make you feel? And how does the interaction between our counterterror unit in the New York City, the FBI, and Homeland Security?
Well, I think New York deserves a lot of credit, really developing NYPD and a lot of affiliated agencies developing a world-class counterterrorism capability.
But do they communicate well to the feds?
Well, I think there's always room for improvement. I think the most important thing for us to do in the short term is to stay on offense in the Middle East, because the longer we allow groups like ISIS to gain and maintain territory, the longer they grow in the hearts and minds of disaffected young Muslims around the world. So we cannot let off on that pressure. But at the same time, we need to take a look, a hard look, at our own capabilities, particularly our intelligence authorities, some of which are critical and about to expire, that we need to reauthorize in Congress, but also that cooperation between local law enforcement and federal law enforcement. But in every case, we have this narrative of a lone wolf attack. But what we've seen in all these cases is often it's not a lone wolf. These are people that were on the system and it popped up onto the radar for whatever reason, but they fell off because law enforcement didn't want to continue the investigation or because people in the local Muslim community did not want to report their activity. So we need to have that trust between the local community and law enforcement, and that in many ways is the best line of defense. And I would just say, as a military guy, you know, people every day thank me for my service, but the law enforcement folks are on the front lines every single day doing a dangerous job.
And a job in which they're under constant scrutiny for, but now they're asked to be on the tip of the spear, which is unbelievable. And you saw that in New York City last week, and we've seen it before.
Well, they're on the job right now, even as we speak, and Representative Gallagher makes a good point. Of course, the Wisconsin representative talking about, the threats, clear and present as they are, especially as we go into the holiday. We know the pattern, well established by ISIS and those terrorists that would love nothing better to do than to disrupt the normal way of life, especially here in these United States. As Representative Gallagher tweeted out, he says, as we squeeze ISIS in Iraq and Syria, we're going to see it pop up in other places. And, of course, we saw it pop up in Egypt, and will the United States be next? And, of course, this is the prize for ISIS. Anything that they can, anytime they can cause a disruption here in the homeland is a big win for them. So, again, we need to remain vigilant. See something, say something, keep an eye out for your family, your neighbors, the areas in which you shop, because as is being said very clearly here, is the danger is not over. It is definitely clear and present. This is Bill Martinez. We're just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Because it's important to us, it's what we're paying for, ladies and gentlemen, all our tax money, $20 trillion in debt. Wouldn't be so bad if you said, look, we've done some good with that $20 trillion. Maybe some. Can we do better? Certainly. But if there's nobody asking questions and nobody demanding a better good, then, you know, this is business as usual. And I would say many Americans continue to grow increasingly uncomfortable with the amount of waste that continues in our government, and it's our money. This is a government up for by we the people, and it's time for us to speak out. We're back with you. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You can connect with any one of the 280-plus markets around this country of ours, or around the world via shortwave, on other outlets and networks like the Cable Radio Digital Network, also Red State Talk Radio. However you connect with us, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. We're going to go into the mind of Charles Manson, ready or not. An upcoming book about to be released by Daniel Simone, who's been on with us before. And Daniel, last time I think we spoke with Dan, we spoke about his book, The Lufthansa Heist, behind the $6 million cash haul that shook the world. He's also author of the Pierre Hotel Affair. Daniel Simone, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, this is my pleasure, Bill. I'm fine, and you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. An honor to have you with us. You know, you are doing something that some people heretofore have tried to get into the mind of Charles Manson, and when they have done that, even at a cursory level, they felt like the first thing they needed to do was go take a bath and see if they could get that off of them.
Yes, that is the general consensus from the public, but there's much, much more to the Charles Manson saga than what we all have been inculcated with over the past 40 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
that is the purpose and intent of my book, to bring out facts and details that have never before been publicized. And I'm very happy to have collaborated with my partner in this project. Her name is Heidi Jordan Lee. She's a professional researcher and spent approximately 5 years of her life researching this entire saga from the day of the murders, or I should say more accurately, even before the murders took place. Mm-hmm. And she followed Manson's movements and years behind bars, and she miraculously unearthed the documents and evidence that has been suppressed over the past 4 or 5 decades, and brings those to light a whole different perspective on this whole Charles Manson story.
Well, like anything, it seems that we find out more after the passing of the perpetrator. In this case, Charles Manson recently passing away at 83. Many of us surprised that he was able to dodge a bullet or the electric chair or death by injection. But California changed the law, and in changing the law after he had committed, after he was indicted with these murders, or convicted of these murders, then he spent the rest of his life in jail. And some might argue probably worse for him to be in jail than to immediately face being executed. Yes.
Well, that is true in a certain sense, and I will never profess that Charles Manson should have been freed or should have been paroled. We're only regretful of the fact that he had to live like a caged animal for over 46 years, and that was done for his own protection, because he was a target. He was a glaring target within the prison system. So for that reason, and for his safety, he was compelled to be caged, literally, in solitary confinement for many, many, many years. And that is the only injustice to this whole situation. And, of course, he was a thief. He was a criminal. He was a pimp. He was an auto thief, and so on and so forth, with a record of approximately 38 arrests throughout his lifetime. But the fact of the matter is that after we sifted through all the court records and documents and everything else that my collaborator Heidi was able to discover, the prosecutors at the trial did not introduce any evidence, material or circumstantial, that proves beyond a reasonable doubt, as a matter of law, that Charles Manson had any implications in those murders that he was convicted for. That's the bottom line, Bill.
Interesting. But yet he was convicted.
He was convicted for several reasons that are too lengthy to explain in a short interview, and it would also be unfair to me because I would not have the proper venue and time to set forth everything that we discovered through in the course of our research and reinvestigation of the entire process. But that's really the bottom line. If any person, not necessarily an attorney, any lay person who would read the transcripts of the trial, and they're too voluminous. I would never burden anyone to ask him to do so, because it entails about 7,500 pages of transcripts, because the trial was one of the longest criminal trials in history. But if any lay person were to read the transcripts, at the end, that person would ask himself or herself, but wait a minute, where is the evidence that Charles Manson had anything to do with this? Because there was none. He was convicted in a very short summarized statement. I can say that he was convicted primarily because he did not have proper legal representation. And conversely, the prosecutors were far, far more proficient in law than Manson's attorneys, or for that matter, the attorneys of the other of his co-defendants, who were the actual killers. But that was one reason. The second reason was that Manson himself conducted himself at the trial in the courtroom like a raving lunatic. And it wasn't difficult for the prosecutor to point out to the jurors, I should say, just look at him. Look at this maniac. This man, regardless, should not be walking free, because he acted like a criminal. The jurors themselves stated at the end of the trial that they were terrified of him.
Yes.
Because of his conduct.
Yeah, he would look at the jurors whenever he could catch their eyes, and put the fear of God, so to speak, in them. They sensed some evil within Charles Manson that was indescribable.
Correct, Bill. In fact, it could be said that Charles Manson himself assisted the prosecutors in convicting him.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to ask you. Was there this sense that Charles Manson, even though the proof was not there, basically went in with the fait accompli that maybe this is what he deserved.
Yes, that is precisely the ambience in the not only with the public but in the courtroom itself. And of course, he insisted originally on representing himself. Later, after the trial had begun, the trial judge.
Well, Daniel, we got to stop right there. We'll be back with more from Daniel Simone, Inside the Mind of Charles Manson on Bill Martinez Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
I give you control.
Guardian stated in their headline, Charles Manson, leader of a murderous cult, dead at 83. Well, his teeth and other prison memorabilia are going to a museum, a haunted museum at that. Right now, we're talking about what's inside the mind of Charles Manson. It's in an upcoming book by Daniel Simone. And Daniel, as you were talking before, and we had to cut you off, I wanted you to finish your statement that you were finishing up regarding Manson.
Yes, I started to mention that Charles Manson's attorneys were inadequate in comparison to the highly skilled and proficient prosecutor, whose name is Vincent Bugliosi.
Bugliosi, right, exactly.
Who, incidentally, after the trial, was indicted for perjury and fabricating evidence against Manson, incidentally. Mm-hmm. And this is a fact that no one knows. Again, Bugliosi had the wield of the power and the wherewithal to suppress this subsequent arrest of his following the trial. He was also arrested on two other occasions, once for assaulting his mistress and on another occasion for extortion. Again, these are all facts that he managed to suppress, and the public isn't aware of it.
Right.
But had Bugliosi been prevented from his unorthodox or unethical means in the course of the trial, most likely the result would have been altogether different. And that's something else that was also important to note and to mention, that if Manson had agreed to legal representation before the trial began, certainly any attorney would have filed what is known as, in the state of California, what is known as a 999 motion, I'm sorry, a 995 motion, mm-hmm. which is a petition to the courts to dismiss the indictment on the basis that there is no evidence to support it. And this, most probably, had that happened, the trial would never have taken place.
Kind of amazing. You know, we think back, and I was in California at the time when these murders had occurred. They were so horrific that, you know, even California just wanted to get this behind them as quickly as possible. This was the worst of any part of humanity in that state. And as I said, you know, maybe Manson went in with a fait accompli idea, and I believe the society, California, was they just wanted to get this behind them as quickly as possible. So Bugliosi was given quite the pass.
Yes, he was, and there's also another element to this. It's a psychological element. Charles Manson was a monger for attention. Mm-hmm. He yearned to become a famous musician. His ambitions were to have his photograph, his picture on the front page of Rolling Stone magazine. He wanted to be famous. He wanted to be loved, and he loved attention. And when he found himself in front of banks of microphones and photographers with flashing light bulbs, he acted according to the way he felt mm-hmm. would have brought him more attention by the media, which in fact is exactly what happened.
Well, he was hanging around Brian Wilson. Dennis Wilson. He hung with him. Wilson said, well, you know, though some of his writing was a little scattered, he saw some potential in Charles Manson. And there were other aspects of Charles Manson that need to be considered here, and I know that you did as well, Daniel, and that is his political viewpoint. You know, what drove him philosophically?
He was anti-establishment. He was anti-authority because he felt that throughout his life he had been treated unfairly by the establishment, by the authorities, by the police, and he became a liberal in the wildest sense of the term, literally. Mm-hmm. And again, he felt that once he found himself in front of photographers and media and cameras, he felt that was his way to express his liberal views and perhaps change the world.
Mm-hmm. How many, I mean, speaking of liberal views, I mean, there he is in the bastion of liberality next to Hollywood. How many of those did he appeal to and, you know, looked at him as some sort of hero figure when the rest of the world thought that this man was absolutely insane?
Well, that came later. Before the arrest, that is the arrest related to the Sharon Tate murders.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was regarded as somewhat of a talented musician. In fact, you mentioned the Beach Boys; they actually used one of his songs in one of their albums.
Mm-hmm.
They varied the lyrics slightly, but nonetheless, they did use one of Charles Manson's compositions,
mm-hmm.
and never paid him for it, incidentally. So there were many other reasons that led to Charles Manson to become the liberal shangling, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and of course. Once he was implicated in the murders and found himself drawing this phenomenon of attention, he performed at his best.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, it was part of his downfall.
Yeah. Well, Daniel, I understand that his estate is being contended for, and maybe you just brought up another thing for them to pursue, and maybe they're going to go after the Beach Boys, maybe even the Beatles. I think the Beatles used Helter Skelter as some sort of reference there, too.
Well, no, the Helter Skelter was a song mentioned in one of the Beatles' songs mm-hmm. in their what they called their White Album.
Yes,
and Buglossi, the prosecutor,
made it the title of his
That this Helter Skelter mentioning of the Beatles was what motivated Charles Manson to start a race war between the blacks and the whites.
Mm-hmm. Which at that point would have aligned with some of the philosophy, the growing philosophy that was permeating our universities at the time.
Exactly, the time and period was a fertile ground for these ideals and these the types of radicals such as Charles Manson wanted to be and had in fact become.
Well, Daniel, you say on the onset that. Had Charles Manson had proper representation, legal representation, he should never have been convicted. The evidence was not there to honor a conviction. What other surprises? We only have about a minute and a half, and as you said, we need to give this a lot more time to really get in and delve into more of the background here and what you've been able to discover. But in a minute and a half, how about a couple more tidbits of surprises that we're going to find in your book?
Well, one of the revelations, in my opinion, are the various arrests of Vincent Buglossi, the prosecutor, which indicate the man's propensities for distorting facts in order to achieve his own ambitions. He was a very, very ambitious individual, and of course all of his colleagues certainly confirmed that. And the three arrests, the first arrest took place in respect to Bugosi's perjuries and fabricating evidence against Manson, which what it really meant was that Bugosi had manipulated some of his witnesses to testify according to what he wanted them to say. And of course the second arrest involved extortion, and the third arrest involved is assault on his mistress. So his conduct lays out a certain pattern indicating that Buglossi would have done anything he could have, even breaking the law, which he did, in order to achieve his ambitions. And in this case, his ambition was to convict the most notorious alleged killer.
Well, Daniel Simone, I'm Bill Martinez, Inside the Mind of Charles Manson.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount
not possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Bill Martinez live.
With you, America. Good to have you along with us, as always, joining us, whether it's on any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have across this country, around the world, via shortwave, or any one of our digital partners. We welcome you to Bill Martinez Live. We also welcome the one and only Danny Lifford. Mr. Christmas here, when it comes to home improvement. How do you feel, Danny? No pressure, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, I feel pretty good, and, you know, I'm always concerned every year. I see a lot of families kind of getting stressed out and maybe not taking it easy and enjoying it as much as they can, and that's what I want to share with you, a few tips to kind of maybe get some of that frustration out of the holidays.
Yeah, you know, I think it's all in anxiety because we've got, you know, friends, family, people coming over, and we want everything to be perfect, don't we? And so that adds to the stress of it all.
Well, it does, and you have a lot of ambitious holiday folks out there that really want to make sure everything's perfect. So a lot of the pressure and stress that you have is maybe a bit self-inflicted, so you have to kind of have a little bit of a realistic expectations on how much you can get done. Certainly hard to do any kind of serious home improvement during this time of the year for many reasons, so you keep it light, you keep it easy, and more importantly, you keep it manageable.
Exactly. I mean, we just look at, you know, what we can do and make it transactional, the quick, easy stuff, because at this point, if you start doing a room addition and you think you're going to get it done before, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas, you're kind of, you know, stressing out everybody, aren't you?
Well, it really does. Things slow down a lot. The material suppliers slow down. People, you know, shut down a lot of times between, you know, Christmas and New Year's. And there's also a lot of those guys out there that do the work that like to do a little hunting during this time of the year, that kind of thing. So all of those factors will slow the process down.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about getting a jump on decorating our homes. So what tips do you have up your sleeve for us?
Well, I tell you, tell you what, I found something a couple of years ago that really is amazing. I don't think there's anything out there like that. It has to do with lights. Now, I have a number of large Christmas bins where I carefully fold the lights up, put them away, but inevitably, when you get ready the next year, in spite of that care and putting it away, you'll have a string or two that just doesn't work. And the old-fashioned way of, you know, taking a bulb, pulling it out, all of that, you know, monotonous way of trying to figure out what's wrong with those light strings. Well, it's a lot easier now. There's this little device called the Light Keeper Pro. And it looks just like a little small drill almost. And it has a voltage meter on it that you can, you know, just run it down the string of lights to see if there's a problem with that. It'll diagnose that. It has a bulb tester on it. It has a fuse tester on it. And then it has this little thing, this little tube under it that you can actually insert into the socket, and it'll diagnose exactly what the problem is. It's called a little quick fix trigger, and it'll repair it right there in front of you, and you're, I mean, within just minutes, you're moving forward, and they have one for incandescent traditional bulbs as well as LED, but I've never seen anything like it. A friend of mine shared it with me last year, and I'm already kind of the hero of my house, you know.
Well, I bet.
Just wrapped it up a little more.
So. Well, this is so cool. What a great idea. Does it tell you if you've been naughty or nice?
No, not exactly. They're working on that version. That'll come out soon. But it's really pretty. I mean, it really is an amazing thing that this guy that I know up in Chicago that invented this thing. He sold over 5 million of these things, and it's available everywhere that Christmas decorations are sold. Again, it's Lightkeeper Pro, and less than $20. It really is something, and it'll last forever. So you know, batteries are included. So you just get one of those right now before you start decorating. And that's one way to get that frustration out of the decorating.
Well, how cool is that? I bet the gang at Shark Tank would love to have him on the show. What a great idea, Danny. Wow.
It certainly is. Yeah, they've done very, very well with that. I'm proud for them and proud that. And that's one of the things, too, that's kind of cool, Bill, that we're able to find out about these little things that, you know, are out there to make life a little easier. And, you know, being in the media business like you and I are in, we're able to be exposed to these kind of things. And it's really fun sharing it with other people.
Well, that's why we love having you on the show, Danny Lifford. Let me tell you, now, 'tis the season to be technological, so what other technology do you have for us?
Well, you know these apps that are out there now, the different free apps that are available, you know, you can fill your phone up with too many apps, but boy, these apps that make a lot of sense. And the I had my friends at Carrier were out last week, and they installed a very simple thermostat for me. Now, you and I talked about a smart thermostat a few weeks ago.
Right.
This one, and the one we talked about before was more specialized for a particular type of Carrier system. This one that's called the Core 7 is compatible with about 95% of all systems that are out there, and it's very inexpensive, and you get it installed, and it has the touch screen on it, and it also is compatible with Alexa and as well as the Apple Android touch screen. Really, really cool. But the thing that people are finding out about this is you have your phone in your hand all the time anyway, so, you know, if you're thinking about it and you're headed home and you want to get that temperature just right, or recently, we were on our back patio, and one of my daughters talked about the air conditioning not being where it needed to be. I just pulled my phone out and corrected that without even having to walk inside and leave my important station at the grill there.
Exactly, right.
And so, yeah, that's pretty cool, though, to be able to control that. And there's so many free apps like that one out there to help you with a lot of that, just keeping it easier to maintain that temperature in your home.
Wow, beam me up, Scotty, I'm telling you. You know, a lot of people do their holiday shopping online, Danny, as we know, which means more packages are being left on doorsteps. And the last time we talked, you had a great idea to help us in protecting our packages so that they're not stolen this holiday season.
And the response has been amazing, Bill. There's so many of the Newtone Knock video doorbells that have been sold over the past month. And because, again, once you understand the simplicity of it and what it can mean to the safety of your home, and you understand that it's, you know, less than $250, then it really starts clicking on how easy this is to install. But, you know, it's low voltage wiring. It's just two wires coming out. So you remove your old doorbell, you put this one in place, you have the free app, and then you have the little bit of pairing that has to be done, you know, that takes just a minute or two with your Wi-Fi signal in your home. And then the motion detecting is so sensitive that you can tune this in so that when someone's walking up to your door, it sends you an alert.
Wow.
And then when you get the alert, you push one button, you can see who's at your front door, even before they ring the doorbell.
I like that. I like that a whole lot. I like that idea when we talked about it the last time, Danny, the fact that it is motion sensitive, it doesn't wait, because these guys are getting smarter. They know, hey, look, if you got one of those old systems that requires a doorbell, guess what? They ain't ringing the doorbell. They're knocking.
That's right. Exactly. They're knocking to see if they can get you there, and you've got them on video. And the thing that's so, you know, disheartening when you think about it, though, Bill, you see all these videos that are out there that pop up on your news feed and so forth of these things actually happening. The people walking up to the door, looking to the left, looking behind them, knocking on the door, and the next thing you know, they're raising that big boot up and coming right through that door. And
that's right.
To be able to talk to someone and someone knock on your door and you're sitting at the office and you grab the phone and say, yes, can I help you? Well, that's
yes.
It. They're gone. If they're there for something bad, they're not going to proceed on. They're going to go to another house that doesn't have a video doorbell system. So I'm glad to have that on my house, and I can I'll tell you one thing. We had a lot of fun at Halloween with it, with the kids coming up
bet.
With their costumes on and us being able to talk to them. I know that was a little mean, but
we
still had a lot of fun with it. So.
Well, this is the fun stuff of technology, you know, and hey, they get the deal too, and it keeps them behaving themselves, and you know, everybody has a good time. It's all about having some peace and a less stressful season here. And Danny Lifford has always had some great technological ideas. But I like all the ideas you share with us, Danny. You're awesome. Where can people go for more information?
Hey, love for everybody to drop by our website at todayshomeowner.com. We have a lot of tips about getting the stress out of your holiday season, a lot of real quick things you can do just prior to your holiday party, a lot of things there that can help you out being a Today's Homeowner.
Well, Danny Lifford, known to audiences as host of the Emmy-nominated, nationally syndicated Today's Homeowner TV show, now in its 20th season. Congratulations on that, Danny. It's always good to have you with us. Have yourself a very, very stress-free holiday, and Merry Christmas, huh?
Hey, the same to you, Bill, and your whole audience, tremendous audience you have, and we really appreciate being with you. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
God help me.
Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, just don't tell me it's relative, okay? Because that's the door opener to one of the biggest lies that I believe our society has bought into. And this is why we're in the chaos that we're in right now, ladies and gentlemen, is we've unhinged ourselves from the truth and the pursuit of those things that are just absolute fact. You know, we've got these theorists out there, and we've gone through two incredible cycles of political leadership that unhinged us and helped promote the unhinging of reality and moral truth and absolute truth. And here we are in this 21st century, kind of lost and wondering what's going on. And, you know, and now we've got sexual harassment and all these other issues abounding. And I think this is all a possible wake-up call and opening for us to do something quite refreshing and to get us attached to the truth once again. Dan Gerstein joins us right now. And Dan is the founder and president of Gotham Ghostwriters, the country's premier ghostwriting agency, featuring a network of 2,000 accomplished writing pros. Gotham specializes in sophisticated long-form writing, such as books, speeches, articles, op-eds, white papers, and corporate reports for clients in the thought leadership arena. Now, you'd be surprised who is involved in ghostwriting. And I will say to you, Dan, you know, the thing about our show is that we are very author-centric. We interview probably, I don't know, I'd say at least 20 authors a week. My office abounds with books, and many are ghostwritten, but they're great ideas that need to come to the fore, and what you are providing for people who are otherwise busy and would not be able to get their thoughts on paper or in books is extremely significant. I appreciate all the good work you're doing.
Well, thank you, Bill, and thank you for having me.
Well, before we get into your particular business and ghostwriting, in terms of how people would be shocked how many authors do use ghostwriters. I know that you yourself, in looking at some other videos that you've done in interviews, is that you're bullish on America, and especially right now, and you see the very backbone of our country as job improvement and the economy.
Well, it's nice of you to say. It's always good to be identified as a patriot. I do love this country, and and despite our challenges and divisions right now, even though you and I might not agree on every issue, I'm also a big believer in the values that unite us are a lot stronger than those that separate us.
Mm-hmm.
And having civil discourse is essential to that. And I think how that connects to the work we do is, you know, there are so many people who have great ideas to contribute. With the rise of the internet and particularly the self and custom publishing universe, there's now so many opportunities for people to publish books and have their voices heard that never could before. And that's really exciting.
Well, you know, you think about the ideas that flourish here, and I think that, you know, the country has been stifled by way of ideas previously, and I just see this opening that has people excited. I mean, many bankers I speak with, Dan, are really excited about small business. In fact, we just had Small Business Saturday this past weekend that set another record, and near 50% of the country says that, yeah, they're happy and excited to support small businesses out there. So that's encouraging when you consider that small business is the engine that gets America going, and we've been languishing for the last decade, and you know, with growth that has been so anemic and was such that many in the government thought that the new normal was going to be less than 2% GDP. And when Donald Trump came on the scene and said, hey, look, at I'm seeing 3 to 5% GDP growth, they just laughed at him in much the same way that Barack Obama laughed at Mitt Romney about saying, after he said that Russia was our biggest threat.
Well, you know, one of the things that I am particularly focused on is the rise of the gig economy and the free agent economy, which we're, you know, a nexus point for. We represent a network of 2,000 freelance writers, and there is an amazing demand for their services. And there's some really terrific people out there. The problem is there's not the infrastructure to connect demand with supply. And that's really, you know, was the idea behind starting Gotham Ghostwriters, was to be able to kind of bridge that gap. And help business leaders and advocates and people who had great ideas to promote or great stories to tell, but couldn't necessarily do it on their own, whether it's a question of time or talent, to be able to find the right writing partner, take a lot of the risk out of that equation of trying to hunt down a random writer, and make sure that it's a good match.
Exactly. And we're talking good paying jobs here. We're not talking minimum wage jobs here, Dan.
No, this is you know, something that a lot of people who aren't necessarily familiar with publishing or the ghostwriting world are really surprised to learn, is that for you know, a business book with, you know, not necessarily a top CEO, you know, writers are getting paid on average in the range of $40,000 to $60,000 to ghostwrite a book, and a number of writers in the more elite range are earning well over six figures. And what's fascinating about that opportunity is that more and more former journalists and published authors who have published books on under their own name are now gravitating to doing ghostwritings because they see it's an opportunity to really get paid for the value they deliver in a publishing environment where the advances are going down for nonfiction serious books.
Well, as you say, I mean, here it is, your background. I mean, you worked in national politics, and you were a speech writer and communications director for Senator Joe Lieberman, and then went on to become an independent commentator and consultant. So you saw this opportunity on the horizon that there were people that had ideas, and they needed the support to get these ideas in books.
Yes, and it coincided with a trend. Again, you know, connected to the rise of digital platforms and the non-traditional publishing opportunities, whether it's self-publishing or custom publishing, where so many authors now don't feel the need to get a traditional book deal to sell their book to a publisher, but will pay someone to produce their book because their primary goal isn't necessarily to sell books and generate revenue. They want the book as a badge of credibility or as an entree into getting speaking gigs or to create more visibility for their consultancies where they're doing seminars and workshops, and the book is the entry point to that. Mm-hmm. And for those authors, traditional publishing really doesn't serve their interests because it's all about selling books.
Exactly.
Therefore, you know, we're working with this new universe of authors, particularly in the business community, who, you know, are using the book as a badge of their credibility. And it's exploding the opportunities and then, therefore the demand for whether it's ghostwriters, collaborators, or even just traditional editors.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been said that everybody has a book in their mind, and people who wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning say, "This is a great idea. This should be a book." But where do I begin? What do you tell them?
Well, the very first thing I say when we talk to a new prospective client is why they want to write the book, because we found that they really need to answer that question before they're going to make the not just the financial investment in pursuing this, because the book is kind of like a pop-up business.
Mm-hmm.
They're prepared to make the emotional investment, because writing a book, whether you're doing it on your own or in collaboration with a writer, is a big, big commitment. And people shouldn't take that lightly. And so when we ask that question, we're trying to push people to kind of think about, all right, what are their priorities? Why are they doing this? So that they understand what it will take to do it, and they have that commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can answer that question, then it becomes a lot easier then to figure out, okay, what's the right approach in terms of, you know, hiring a writer or an editor, and how they want to publish it, how they want to get that book out there and visible.
And I got to imagine, Dan, the budgets to do such a thing, as you say, it's like a pop-up business in and of itself. It can run the full gamut and spectrum in terms of budget, right?
Yes, but the great thing is that there are opportunities to create a book and publish for people kind of across the budget spectrum. There are plenty of people who are writing books, hiring freelance editors, and using more basic self-publishing services like CreateSpace on Amazon or other similar digital platforms. And in those cases, they can do it for under $5,000.
Wow.
But then there are other people who have much bigger ambitions. They want a book that's going to be, taken very seriously and burnish their credentials, enhance their reputation. They want it to look just like a traditional published book. In those cases, typically what we tell them, if they're going to hire a ghostwriter and, pay someone to publish it and to market it, they should prepare to spend in the range of $100,000 all in. Mm-hmm. To write a book that's going to add value to their brand and reach the audience they want to reach.
Exactly. Now, you say now's a good time to be a ghostwriter. So not only are you looking for authors that would like to utilize ghostwriters, but also you're looking to fill in the list of people who have that gift of writing, right?
Yes, and it's been very interesting to me, because we've reached a point now where we've been doing this long enough where we don't really recruit writers to join our network. They're coming to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really encouraging to me that people see us as a champion of writers and the value of writing, that they're wanting to be part of our network because they recognize we're in the position to get them good opportunities that are going to pay them well for their services.
Well, the last question, I'm going to let you plug yourself. Where can they go to get in contact with you?
They can go to www.gothamghostwriters.com. There's a lot of information about our services, our capabilities, our credentials, as well as a form they can fill out if they're interested in having a free consultation.
A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.